When Governor Kasich rolled out his plan to issue bonds for the Ohio Turnpike at the end of last year, he made some promises, and most of them centered around the idea that the people who pay the tolls and use the turnpike in northern Ohio on a regular basis won't be paying the price for projects that benefit other parts of the state. In fact, Kasich said 90% of the revenue generated would go back to projects that benefit communities near the turnpike. But in recent testimony, it appears leaders at the Ohio Department of Transportation are backing off a little on that 90% number. Ohio Department of Transportation Director Jerry Ray says it's not feasible to do that.
It would be foolish to contrive some number or some goal or whatever to say we're going to spend this much money in this place. What we ought to be after is we're going to get our transportation system in great shape. It's going to be safe. It's going to be connected. People are going to be mobile. That's the goal, is the actual result on the ground, not a quota of certain number of dollars spent in an area.
A spokesman for the Transportation Department, Steve Faulkner, says the goal is to make sure most of the money generated from the turnpike is spent in northern Ohio, where the turnpike is. But as far as the state legally committing to that 90% number, he says that doesn't make sense.
You can look at it this way. What happens if we get to that 90? What happens if that 90% threshold is put into legislation and we get to it and, a project's not nearly complete, but what do we do? Throw up our hands and say, this project isn't done. We can't finish it because we have to stick to 90% because that's what it says in the law. I don't think you want to be bound to that percentage or to that number.
But Democratic State Representative John Carney says it's important to stick to that number because if it isn't specified, the state could use money generated from the turnpike to support projects in other areas of the state. He says the governor said it when selling the plan to communities surrounding the turnpike, and the governor ought to make good on his word now.
It is not acceptable to be the governor of Ohio and be dishonest to Ohioans, and that's exactly what's happening here.
Carney and other members of the minority party in the Ohio legislature plan to put the governor's promises, as explained last year, into legislation as an amendment that can be voted on by lawmakers. That's the only way they say they can ensure that what was initially promised is actually delivered. State Representative Matt Lundy says it's just not fair to allow the governor to promise one thing and deliver another for political purposes.
This may be good for the governor's reelection, but I think fiscally it's irresponsible. It's part of a roadshow to hand out checks for reelection, while Ohioans are going to be paying this bill for generations to come.
The fight over the plan for the Ohio Turnpike continues in the legislature as lawmakers debate it as a key part of a larger budget plan. The bonding of the toll road could bring as much as $1.5 billion into the state's coffers, and it's estimated it could end up generating 65,000 new jobs. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.